Greetings, Farmers Union members. This is Dan Waldvogel, Director of RMFU, here with you today. Just wanted to take a few minutes to explain our policy process. So our policy committee met August 26th, and they have now released the Redline policy book. What does that mean? Well, it means that officially our policy process has begun. Let me first explain a little bit about the policy committee. Now, we have 9 members that serve on that committee. So we have 7 folks that represent, each of them represent a district. So our board of directors has divided our membership across our 3 states into 7 districts. So we have 7 members there. We also have the policy committee chair, who is the RMFU vice president, Dr. Dale McCall, and also an RMFU board representative. Every year, we have a board member that also serves on the committee. This year, as District 5 Director Emily Brown. So once again, we met on August 26th and went through the policy book. This is really the opportunity where the policy committee looks at opportunities or maybe things that need updated within our policy, and they provide the red line really as to generate ideas to membership so you have something to work from. Now, you can go online at rmfu.org. You can now access the Redline book. You can access a few other things as well. You can access a page called The Path Towards Policy. It's a little bit of an explainer of our policy process. There's also an image, too, that kind of helps, kind of like a flow chart that kind of helps with this process as well for understanding it. You can also access the policy change form. We ask when you submit policy ideas that you use kind of that template to make it as streamlined as possible. So really, the most efficient way for us to get your ideas on the page and adopted is through this multi-layered approach. First stab at this is the Redline book, so you have things to consider. Then you can, as an individual member, bring forward proposals to me. You can work with your chapter if you do that. You know, it's going to have a little bit more weight. Or you can work with your policy committee member. Or you can work with all 3 as an individual member, as a chapter, and with your policy committee member. The deadline to submit policy proposals is November 8th. So please email me any ideas that you would like to bring forward by November 8th. After that, I will compile all of those ideas. Our policy committee will meet November 16th during the pre-convention and consider all of these new ideas. At the end of the day, we will have an addendum of those ideas. And then we will have policy debate. State policy debate is Friday, November 17th. And then our national policy debate is November 18th. So any member can still bring forward a policy proposal during floor debate. So there's multiple ways for your idea to be realized within our policy book. So I hope that answers any questions you might have. As always, feel free to reach out to me if you have a question. At the end of the day, we want to make sure that every member has that opportunity and that option to be able to express their voice. So thanks again. Look forward to seeing you in Greeley in November. Have a good one.